You know, Kawhi Leonard is not the only Spur this offseason that could be contemplating his future with the San Antonio Spurs. Welcome to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, News 4 San Antonio on Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone. In a little bit, I'll be joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. As I said in the beginning, it is the summer of Kawhi Leonard, but lurking in the shadows is also the summer of Manu Ginobili, as he'll once again be contemplating his future with the San Antonio Spurs. No, he's not leaving to another team. No, he's not demanding more money. More like if it's time for him to hang up his sneakers and call it a career. And basically, that's what we're going to do today right here on LOS. We're going to talk about whether it's a good idea for Manu Ginobili to hang it up or if he should simply just stay one more season. All right, Joe. By the way, welcome back once again. It's the off season, and my goodness, it's going to be a very long off season, Joe. I mean, I think people are forgetting about Manu Ginobili. Yes, and I get it. Kawhi is the hot ticket right now. Everybody's going to be talking about him. But you know, you can't turn your back on Manu. I mean, if he decides to hang it up, the Spurs, the fans are losing a big piece of their heart.
Yeah, you know, and the thing with Manu, though, and he even said it, you know, and if the people read your latest article, and not just that, but other reports that I've read, they're saying that, you know, he was playing hurt throughout the playoffs, throughout this, you know, mm-hmm. through the season, little nagging injuries, Achilles injuries, foot injuries, you know, mm-hmm. tendonitis. I mean, you name it. I mean, the poor guy's probably got it, but he played through all those injuries because he was called upon to play more minutes because, you know, Kawhi Leonard was with the team more than just nine games. So he has a lot of things to think about. And even in his latest article in La Nación, he kind of hinted that he's not going to rush into it. He's going to take his time and make a decision. But once he makes that decision, and if it is to hang it up, I mean, man, there's going to be a huge void. It's kind of like looking over at the bench and you don't see Timmy out there no more. You know, you don't see Tim Duncan. So I hope he comes back for one more season. I think he has it in him, and that'd probably be it for him, you know, given all the injuries he's had. But yeah, it'll be a huge void, you know, left here in Spurs Nation.
Yeah, exactly. As Joe mentioned right now, Manu Ginobili was playing hurt pretty much throughout the playoffs. Now, as Joe mentioned in his latest article column in an RG Senior website, he did say he was fine physically. He felt good. It was unexpected that he had to play more minutes because of Kawhi's absence. And that increased minutes on the court took a toll of him in the playoffs. It all came to a head. I have an article on News 4 Spurs Zone from Latorre Messina where he talked about Manu Ginobili came close to not even playing in what could have been his final game as a Spur, game 5 versus the Warriors. He had a foot injury. So he had a foot injury. He had an Achilles injury. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, Joe. This guy played with a broken arm back in 2011 versus the Grizzlies. He gave up his you-know-what, his right one, for the Spurs versus the Pelicans years ago. This guy has given it all. He's given everything to the Spurs and then some. Briefly before we start going out, doing our back and forth, he does have one more year under his current contract, but he can't opt out to retire should he do that. And I believe he said he won't make a decision, as you mentioned, Joe, later this summer. I think he's saying around July he'll let everybody know. But all right, so let's go and dive right into this, Joe. Where do you stand, though? Do you think Manu should come back for one more season or call it a day?
If he does it based on how he can perform, I think he should mm-hmm. come back. He still looks like he can still play another year. You know, can he go two more years? I don't think so, but I think he can go, you know, no doubt he can go one more year. So, I mean, if he's the competitor that Manu is, I truly believe that he'll come back for one more season.
Well, I think that's it for him. I think not because I do not want to see him back in a Spurs uniform, but I just think it's time, Joe. I you know, this guy, he's a walking wound. He's busted up. He's banged up. Now, he's 40 years old now. In regular, normal people, everyday world, that's young. But in the NBA world, you almost have to multiply that by two or something like that, because that's, like, ancient. You're right. He did put up the points. You're right. He did show that he had something left in the tank. But what more does he have to prove, Joe? What more? multiple NBA title winner. He's a Sixth Man of the Year award. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about that. Joe, seriously, Joe, what more does he have to prove? There's nothing more to prove, Joe.
Yeah, it's not proving anything. It's just if you're a competitor. And when you play sports, you know, for so long, you have a competitive nature. You know, you always want to go out there and compete against the best just to push yourself. It's something that I think almost every athlete or anybody who's played sports in some form, even if it was just in high school or, you know, even college, you just, you know, always want to go out there. That's where you go to be alive, in other words, you know. So I see that a lot in Manu. I played sports a long time when I was younger. You know, I played pretty much everything you could think of. And even though you were injured and even though it hurt, and, you know, you just always wanted to come back for another season and just put yourself through that glutton of punishment again, just not because you had to or had something to prove. It's just that's where you feel alive. You know, that's where your passion is. You want to be surrounded by your teammates and be out there on the court competing at a high level. So I think that's what Manu wants to do. And you know, in his heart, it's just, is the body willing, you know? So I feel his pain in that regards.
Yeah, and look, I get it. He's a pro athlete, and who are you or me to tell him whether to retire or not? You know, that's obviously his decision. But my thing is just that I don't want him to go out in a bad way. You know, he went out. If this past season was it for him, then he left on a good note. Yes, the Spurs did lose in the postseason versus the Warriors in 5, but he left with a lot of adulation. Klay Thompson was going up to him and saying he's unbelievable. Draymond Green spoke highly of him. Everybody was talking good about him. He left the court. He left it all on the court, literally. He was playing with a busted foot and Achilles injury, and yet he still managed to score 10 points off that bench. And, of course, the way he saved the Spurs from getting swept in game 4. I mean, I would hate to see Mono just look like a shell of himself if he comes back one more season and he's really gassed out and everything he had left in the tank was this past season. I just, again, it's not a situation for me, Joe, where I think, like, get him off the squad. No, it's not. Mono, okay, enough already, enough. You've done all you can, Mono. You know, you're the greatest. Yes, you are. You're going to be up there. Your number's going to be hanging in the 18 Piece under soon. You know, good. You know, enjoy life now. I mean, is it wrong for me to think this way? Because I know Spurs fans, you know, Jerry, you know this more than anything. They want Mata to retire not until he's 80. You know, 80 years old.
Yeah, I can see everybody's point of view. But at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, if Tony Parker says he's coming back for one more season, and Manu Ginobili is clearly the better player right now, then why not Manu? You know, if Tony Parker is going to come back and play, and you have a 40-plus or 41-year-old-plus Vince Carter coming back, and you still got Dirk Nowitzki out there, you know, dropping rainbows, I mean, why not Manu? Mm-hmm. That's my thought.
Yeah, why not Manu is correct, you know. And look, the competitive spirit is still with him, of course. That's never going to go away. I think even there's, I would bet that sometimes where Tim Duncan, who's well into retirement, sees the guys out there, he just has that itch to get out and play, even though he's part of the career. But, and also too, Joe, there's just simply a matter of just, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, shallow about this or mean-spirited, but I think it's time already that they need to already, the team needs to move on from the Big Three era. And they're starting to do that. The big drop was obviously Tim Duncan calling due to career. But it's time for, you know, these young guys to spread their wings, so to speak, and let Murray start developing on his own, you know, not having to rely more on himself and then maybe advice of veterans like Parker and Manu and, you know, whoever can be on there. And yes, I know his contract is not, you know, tremendous, but it does free up a little bit of money, you know, for the Spurs to maybe chase some other players. And again, yeah, there's never going to be a player like Manu Ginobili ever in Spurs history. But, you know, there is that financial side to it. There is that roster side to it. There is that side to let the young players start coming into their own without having to lean on this guy. Look, Joe, we've talked about this a lot this past season. How many times have the Spurs had to lean on Manu just to save their butt from time to time during the regular season? Yep. That's a sad state of affairs, the Spurs and the young guns, they need to start learning to fly on their own, Joe.
Yeah, you know, I agree on that in that regard. You know, it's already happening, the transition era, you know, mm-hmm. with DeJounte, and you have LaMarcus. You know, this is going to be, if Kawhi comes back, Kawhi's team as well. You know, you're going to have the emergence of a new, you know, not mm-hmm. bigger three, but, you know, a formidable three. That's what I will say.
Yeah.
Because they're not in the caliber of Tony and, you know, in his prime, and Manu and Timmy in their prime. I mean, it's a different era of player. But, yeah, the younger generation needs to take up the helm now, and they need to start leading this Spurs team into, you know, championship runs, and hopefully, you know, leading them deeper into the playoffs than a first round knockout. But, you know, the time has come, you know, and maybe, I dare say, maybe the time has come for the Spurs to really start thinking about life after Tony. You know, is he really worth coming mm-hmm. back one more year? You know, do you really need a Danny Green type player, somebody that's great on defense but can't produce on the offensive end consistently? You know, so the Spurs have some tough decisions to make in the offseason, not just with Manu, but with some other several key pieces, and see if they can get younger and more athletic. I mean, that's my feelings.
Yeah. Look, they're going to have one of the highest picks they've had in recent years in the 2018 NBA draft, so hopefully they can strike gold. Look, if they can do magic towards the end of the first round, early second round, I'm not sure what they can do with a nice 18th pick in the upcoming NBA draft. That's something exciting to do. But as far as whether Manu should retire or not, I know your camp, he should come back one more season. I'm camp, you're done already, you know, there's nothing more to prove. It's not only just, in my opinion, a time of major transition. I just think what we saw this past season was a DeJounte Murray. He's right there. He's, you know, I think next season should be his breakout season. You have Davis Bertans, who maybe still needs more time to shape up a little bit. You got Derek White, you know, who looked amazing in the G League, and I get that it's just the G League, but it still showed tremendous promise. And of course, LaMarcus Aldridge is LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, maybe this person do something with bringing in another swing man. Maybe they could bring a younger guy in. Unless Mondo's willing to go deeper in the bench, I don't know about that. But for me, I think it's just, I'm ready for the transition already. This past season kind of made me realize, I don't know about you, Joe, that the Spurs glory days have already set. The sun already set on those glory days. It's over.
Yeah,
and they're kind of in a mild transition right now, a mild rebuilding phase right now, and they can't move forward if they're still hanging on to the past. And I want them to move forward, there's certain attributes to keeping a guy like Manu and his tons of experience he can provide to that locker room. And I just want to see the transition start going. I'd rather start that process on a rapid pace than a slower pace. So that's where I stand, Joe. But at the end of the day, Joe, what do you think? Do you think he's going to come back, or is he going to stay? I mean, he's going to retire.
I really believe right now at this juncture that he will come back. You know, when he left that court, yeah, he did a little, you know, couple things that he normally doesn't do, but I think he's going to really put some thought into it this season. And if he decides to come back, which I believe he will, that'll be it for him, you know, so we should enjoy it, you know, as Spurs fans.
Yeah, I hear you. Look, I mean, I'm obviously, you know, I'm pushing for him to retire for all the reasons I did. But at the end of the day, I too agree with you. I think he would come back for one more season. I think you're right. He does see like VC and Dirk coming back for one more go around. I think he want to be a part of that. And I also think too, it could also depend on Tony Parker. If the Spurs swing something where he gets to stay, maybe he takes a significant hometown discount to stay on the Spurs. You know, maybe he'll come back for one more season. So, but I think what he will do, and I said it before, I think he'd be the type to say, okay, I'm coming back, but I'm going to let you know right now. That's it. I'm done. You know, so don't get all crazy towards the end of the season. They'll start speculating. I'm letting you know now. I'm going to retire for the season. Very much like David Robinson did. Remember when he was ready to retire? He announced the right before that last season of his that was it for him. So everybody kind of already got in that mind frame. So when he saw the Adamo sail off, everybody was fine with it. They understood. So he knew that was it. Joe, would you like to see him go out like that? Just let everybody know up front, hey, I'm going to retire from this, or you still want to like leave that door open that maybe he'll come back after next season if he does return this coming season?
Knowing Manu, he's not going to announce it. He'll just say, I'm going to come back for another season, because he doesn't like all that hoopla, man. It's just awkward for him. You know, he doesn't want video tribute videos and all that. It's just, that's just not his style. Kind of like Timmy, you know, I'm out. You know, that's it.
Bouncing, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, hopefully number 20 does not hang it up in a few months from now and make an announcement that maybe no Spurs fan want to hear. But hopefully Joe is right and Manu does come back for one more go-around. But we want to know where you stand. Do you think Manu should come back? Or do you think that's it? He has nothing more to prove. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. I'd love to hear what you have to say on this topic. And Joe, talk to us about Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, you can follow us at Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also look us up on the World Wide Web at twoshotssa.com.
There you go. Follow Joe, listen to his show, Two Shots Podcast, and it's going to be a long off season, everybody, so you might as well get all your Spurs information from as many places as you can. Go to Joe, it's one of them. Well, for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.